Well, good afternoon and welcome to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM WSKV and on the web at listenlikealocal.com. My name is Angela. I'm going to be with you until 3 o'clock, bringing you all kinds of fantastic music. And I got a special guest DJ co-host that's going to be joining us here shortly. And you will be pleasantly surprised if you don't know already who it is. It is going to be a great time. And we're going to be talking today about a very important event that is coming up. I've kind of been laying the groundwork for it the last several shows, but it's going to be Jill Hamlin. She's going to be in here with me. I'm so excited. And we're going to be talking about the Appalachian Arts and Entertainment Awards. And that is an event that is coming up on March 20th of 2021. And really looking forward to having her in and getting into some of the details of the different categories and the different ways that you can nominate an artist or someone in the industry and all of the different folks that just, we're going to do some highlighting today of music of folks that are from Appalachia, not just Kentucky. You guys know I love to really focus on and highlight Kentucky artists, and we'll be doing some of that as well, but opening it up a little bit to Appalachian artists, and there are so many fantastic ones, and so really looking forward to that. But if you haven't made plans to attend, the Appalachian Arts and Entertainment Awards is taking place March the 20th of 2021. You can find out more about it at AppalachianArtsAndEntertainmentAwards.com. And there you can nominate an artist, you can purchase your tickets, you can find out about the after party, and more. So, as I said, really looking forward to having her in. They've also got a page on Facebook. So, if you're already on Facebook, you can go and check that out, get some more information. Go ahead and start making your list and checking it twice. I've already nominated several artists, but I have kind of a running list in my head of other folks that I definitely want to make sure and get nominated before the nominations close, which is coming up really soon. But while we're waiting for Miss Jill to get here, let's jump in and play some tunes. And just to let you know, the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram time is 108. This is Tuesday, September 29th, and the temperature on the Pickup Country front porch is 59 degrees. And broadcasting live today from Irvin, Kentucky, right here on Main Street. And we love Estill County, love Powell County, love all of the Pickup Country listening area. And wherever you're listening from today, if you would, drop me a text. Just shoot me a text and let me know where it is that you're listening from. That number is 606-663-2811. Just let me know where you're listening from. I'll give you a shout out and let folks know where you're listening from in the Hollerhood. That number again is 606-663-2811. And you're listening to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country. And I'm very happy to let you know that Miss Jill is in the building. How are you?
I am fabulous. Thank you for having me.
I am so glad you're here. And you've got so much great stuff to talk to us about. You've been on before. And when you were here before, we were talking about the same event, the same thing that's coming up. And it seemed like, oh my gosh, that is so far away.
I know.
And now it's like nominations are coming to a close. I'm like, what?
It's crazy.
It is.
Time is flying by. But yes, so nominations are open and they will end on the 15th of this month. Mm. So that is just a few days away.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so folks that are wanting to nominate, how do they nominate an artist?
Yes. So you can go to the Appalachian Arts and Entertainment Awards.com. And that will be the wonderful, beautiful webpage there. And it'll come up really pretty graphic. And you'll just go to nominate an artist. And that will bring up all the different categories. There is best tattoo artist that is on this.
Now, who would have thought, as a tattoo artist in Appalachia, that they could be nominated for an award? They've got to be excited to hear this.
You know, I think it's really awesome. I really do. Because, again, that's an art. That's a creative outlet. And I think it's fabulous. It's just, it's somebody else that's listening to music. It's somebody else that's really proud of what they're doing. And I'm all about supporting that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, looking at the visual arts category.
Yes.
There's best album art. And I don't know if everybody else digs into some of the artwork that comes out with different CDs. But I know that the artists themselves take a lot of pride in presenting something to their fans that has meaning, something that looks really cool. And there are several artists that are kind of rising to the top that are doing some really big things with their craft. So I think this is just incredible that you can nominate some of those artists for Best Album Art, Best Digital Mixed Media Art, Best Logo Design.
Yes.
Wow. And we actually have some folks that we partner with here that ought to be nominated for that because they do logos. But also Best Painting, Best Sculpture. So we're getting into real art.
Absolutely. This is all encompassing. There are obviously some categories that we don't have this year that hopefully we'll have next year. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. But I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg for just what Appalachia has, because we are a hidden gem. We know we're awesome, but we need to really let the whole world know how cool Appalachia is.
Well, see, I think that we don't know how cool we are. And I think that something like this is going to help wake a lot of folks up to just what a gem we are. Mm-hmm. I mean, folks who live here who don't really think. I think a lot of people still kind of tag that Appalachian word to something that's negative or not as good as.
Absolutely.
And another reason I'm so grateful that you guys are doing this is because I think the more that you celebrate something, the more people value it.
Yes.
So, whenever you guys were talking about putting this together, how tough was it to pull together these categories to start? Because I know I would be like, oh, you know, best food, best chef, best, you know.
Exactly.
I'd be wanting to do everything. So how did you guys decide on, because this is already a great list of categories to start with. How did you narrow it down?
Oh, my goodness. So there were a lot of tears. Honestly.
Weeping and gnashing of teeth?
There was. the nails on the chalkboard whole thing. I mean, it was crazy. So the team got together. We all brought in basically binders full of stuff. Yes, we're old school. We have binders. For people that don't know what binders are, they are these wonderful plastic book type things that have big metal rings in them that if you get your hand in them, you will know real quick. It's a learning curve. I highly recommend you get one to experience it. So we would all come in with our binders and our ideas, and we would just kind of round table it. We would just go, like, you would have an idea, and then Joe would have an idea, and then Brennan would have an idea, and it just kept going and going and going. And finally, we whittled it down and we whittled it down. And then we had our, you know, we put things in stacks, and we had one whole stack of things that everybody was just, we're not giving on these. It doesn't matter what happens. I don't care how much money you give me. This one has to be in there, you know.
Right.
And so then, you know, that ended up being hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of ideas. So then we had to, again, it was a give and take. Just like with anything that you do when you're working in a group, it's a lot of passion and a lot of excitement going into it. But it's what can we do for the best for our group right now that mm-hmm. we're doing. And so this is how we did it. And honestly, there was some coin toss.
Well, sometimes it comes to that.
It just comes to that. Yeah, it's a heads or tails moment.
Now, how important is it that the kickoff for this is going to be at the Mountain Arts Center?
I just think it's cool.
Well, I think it's cool too.
I really do. Okay, so guys, the MAC is absolutely beautiful. I mean, just the aesthetics of it. When you walk inside, you're just like, oh, wow. You are walking into just this creative energy that's just unreal. So for this event to be at the Mountain Arts Center, I mean, it is right there on the country music highway. Mm-hmm. You know, it's right there in the hub of everything. Beautiful mountains. I just can't really put into words right now. It's crazy, but I think that it's going to be really cool. The staff there are amazing, and the stuff that they've got worked out for this show. Ooh, I'm telling you, I'm shaking.
But we're going to have to talk about the show eventually.
Yes.
And some of the things that you guys have plans. Not all of it, because I'm sure you want some of it to be surprised.
Exactly.
But just to give folks an idea of what they can expect if they arrive, and I just found out that you are going to have some radio stations that are going to be airing it.
Absolutely.
So when they tune in, they'll know what to expect. Mm-hmm. But looking back here at our categories.
Yes.
Visual arts was one that we talked about. I'm going to really struggle because best photography, like instantly I have like seven names in my mind that mm-hmm. I want to nominate for that. So if people are like me and they're like, I know all these people that need to be nominated. Is that okay to nominate them all?
Put them all in there. Okay. Absolutely. Don't leave anybody out. Don't hurt nobody's feelings. Okay. We can't do that.
Well, see, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, we're not leaving her out.
No.
Okay. Now, you've also got a list of genre.
Yes.
And for folks who listen to Bluegrass Breakout, I usually like torment them because they think bluegrass is just bluegrass. And I do play bluegrass. So I can't deny you, there's going to be some bluegrass. Mm-hmm. But most of what I do is to talk about music that comes from Kentucky or sounds like it's from Kentucky or is influenced by Kentucky or things going on in Kentucky. So people are like, what? So whenever somebody asks me, you know, you do this bluegrass show, but it's not bluegrass, what genre is it? I could just give them this whole list and be like, this. Americana, bluegrass, blues, classical, country. I don't do classical. Wait. Although there's been some intros and things dropped into some stuff I've played that was classical. Country, best funk, R&B, reggae, gospel, hip-hop, rap. I don't know that I've played a lot of hip-hop rap, but I know that I've had a song or two that had it in it. Indie, indie folk, indie pop, jazz, Latin, big band, world, metal punk, original song, best original song. That is going to be a tough one.
I know.
Best original song, lyric only. That's going to be a tough one. Best pop, best rock, best singer, songwriter. The names that flood my brain.
I know.
The songs that flood my brain that are Appalachian. How important is it to you guys to get cooperation from other Appalachian states to fully participate in this eventually?
Oh, it. I mean, really, that's kind of the nuts and bolts of it, really. Because Appalachia is not just Kentucky.
Right.
It's everywhere. It's actually 13 states, and technically it's 420 counties is considered the Appalachian region.
Mm-hmm.
However, for our first venture with this, we cannot police that submissions only come from 420 counties. So, being the wonderful and inviting, open-armed kind of people that we are, we have opened this up to, if you are in those 13 states, guess what? You can nominate for the Appies. You can be part of the Appies. Or, if you are from one of those 13 states. So let's say you were from Kentucky originally, and now you're living in LA, or you're stationed overseas with your spouse or whatever for that.
Okay.
Guess what? You're still eligible.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Now, you've also covered written works, as in best author, writer. Again, names are flooding my brain. Best children's author and writer. And again, you know, I go back to, I know that somebody really fought hard for written works to be a part of the first one. And written works from Appalachia, it has gotten some attention.
Some, yes.
But to truly celebrate Appalachian writing.
I know.
That's exciting to me. Because we do. We have some incredible authors. And just to be able to give them that platform and celebrate them as Appalachian.
I know. And really, you know, it's just, it's kind of how we talk. Like, even if we give directions.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people do this. I'm definitely one of them. It's, I don't say, well, you go a quarter of a mile, and then you're going to come to a stop sign, and then you're going to turn left, and you're going to go another 3/10 of a mile. No. It's, you're going to go down to the Buster's Burger, and you're going to turn left, and, and it's going to act like it kind of makes this S curve, but really, you're going to keep more to the left. That, you know.
Yeah. One of my favorite direction-giving terms is swaggle.
Swaggle?
You're going to go through a swaggle?
Yes!
In the road.
I love it!
And the look that people will give you when you're explaining, it's like, a what?
Right, exactly. Or you're going to pass the cows, and they'll, you know, watch for the cows, they'll be out. And Uncle Bill used to own the farm there, but Uncle Bill doesn't own it anymore. They, you know, they sold it to the whites, and now the whites have it. And
there you go. And that's what shows up in books written by Appalachian artists. It's the real deal.
Absolutely.
That's exciting. Now, we've got more categories that we need to cover, but we need to take a break. And I'm going back here and looking. Did I take my other break? No. So let's take ourselves a short break. And when we come back, let's listen to some Appalachian music and talk some more about the Appy Awards.
Lovely.
All right. We'll be right back, folks.
This is Sasha Collette of Sasha Collette and the Magnolias. Thank you for supporting Appalachian artists.
And you are listening to Bluegrass Breakout, and I'm here in the studio with Jill Hamlin. We're discussing this amazing ceremony that's going to be taking place, the Appalachian Arts and Entertainment Awards. And for short, it's called the Appies, which I think is just adorable. And I was saying that, you know, there's so many folks that I want to nominate. And just as an example, okay, there is a song titled Roots. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's written by and performed by Lara Helene.
Okay.
It appeared on her first EP. Okay.
I'm liking the sound of all of this so far.
Okay. So I want to nominate the song because it directly talks about Appalachia. I think it's beautiful. I think it's perfect, or a perfect example of something that should be nominated.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at the list here, and I already see, okay, music and film EP of the year.
Yes.
So I can nominate that work for EP of the year,
you
correct?
You sure can.
Okay. Now, looking at genre, I would say what that is, I don't know if it would be considered Americana. I don't know. It's not bluegrass. I would say Americana. Out of the listing there, I would say Americana. So I can nominate her.
Correct.
For Best Americana.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but I could also nominate Best Original Song.
That's exactly right.
Now,
it just keeps going and going and going.
So with lyric only, would that be a song that is a cappella, or is that just on the lyrics?
Okay, so let's say I'm a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I write the lyrics, okay? But I might not be a guitarist or a keyboard player. I might not be a singer, but I've got these lyrics.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, so then that would be the lyric part, the lyric only. So the music would not be judged, the vocals would not be judged, nothing like that. The only thing that the judges will be looking at is the actual lyrics of the song.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yes.
See, I knew it was going to be helpful if you came and explained some things to me.
Aw.
Okay, so if I want to nominate her, I could nominate her for Best Original Song.
Absolutely.
I could nominate her for Best Americana. I could nominate her for EP of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And if I really, really like her album art,
then exactly.
I can nominate her for Best Album Art. And whoever designed her logo, if I like it, I could do the same.
For them. And then if she's really, really great and you think she's got the best voice in the world, guess what? Female vocalist.
Oh, I forgot all about that. Look, there's a whole performance section over here.
Yep. And then the band. Her bass player.
And she plays guitar.
Okay, there you go. Guitar player. If she's got a fiddle player.
Uh-huh.
Or violin, depending on where you're at.
These is fiddle parts around her.
There you go.
But that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It just keeps going and going and going.
Okay. So I hope folks out there listening are grasping this, because this is going to take me a long time, because like I said, I've got this growing list of people I don't want to miss getting nominated for their work. So,
and then also, wherever she recorded that EP.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go up to industry.
Yes.
Best recording studio, engineer, producer. Boom, 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 honey.
What's a luthier?
A luthier? A luthier is someone who makes musical instruments.
No way.
Yes way.
And so you could nominate one of those too.
Absolutely. So if she's got a custom guitar or someone in her band has a custom instrument, guess what? Plug them right in there.
That's cool. All right. And there's even a like cover band. A lot of folks don't really value cover bands.
Listen, okay, there is a lot to be said for cover bands.
Oh, I totally agree.
Because,
but you say it.
So like, let's just take the Eagles, because I'm sorry. If you don't like the Eagles, then we just don't need to talk.
Yeah,
the
you're not awesome. American. We're going to have to see your credentials of, you know.
Right. Yes, yeah. I need to see all the things. I need to see your stats. So, okay. So, you know, you can take the Eagles, and the Eagles are the Eagles. Flat out, hands down, they are them. Now, somebody is playing Eagles songs. Guess what? We know every lick. As listeners, we know every lick of that guitar.
True.
We know every harmony part that's going to be in there. And if you are playing that song and you don't play it right, we're going to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, a cover band, if you are an Eagles cover band, you better be on your A game.
True. Very true.
We're going to know it. So, I mean, that's a lot of dedication and a lot of time. And, I mean, come on, that's playing the same songs
mm-hmm.
over and over and over and over for different people, but it's still the same stuff. So you know that's going to get tiring.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to have to be.
And you still got to be on top of your game.
On top of your game and bring that performance every time you come and love it. So you know what? That deserves recognition. That is dedication.
Okay. Now, see, I'm thinking about Bedford Band. Now, they do their own music, too.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time I ever saw Bedford play live, they did, it was a Creedence Clearwater Revival thing. It was like they were the band, and they had a different singer come up and sing lead on it.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Right? It was organized by Jonathan Newsom with Catcher Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those boys, and I mean, I know CCR. I've known CCR since, you know, I was in mama's womb, I think. I was probably, you know, doing a little kicking around in there to that. And so I didn't have a lot of high expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, it's like a cover band. Oh, people right. are going to be covering. I was looking for the vocal mm-hmm. who was going to be, you know, really kicking it in gear. But those boys absolutely killed it. Every single song was on point. And they did a little bit of improv with them and
made it their own.
Yeah. And the whole time I'm like, and they're young. And I'm like, how you all even know this?
I know.
Like this.
It's like
you know?
Babies.
Yeah. But they were incredible. So even though they're no longer, I don't think they're doing gigs anymore as a cover band.
Right.
I've seen them do that kind of thing enough that I would nominate them because I think they could probably take anybody's music.
And do it.
And make it believable.
That's perfect.
So, okay. That's fantastic.
Yes.
All right. Well, I was talking about Roots with Miss Lara Helene. And this is one that I will probably spend some time nominating for multiple categories. So if you're out there listening and you're like me and you love some of these artists and you really want to make sure that they get their moment in the sun.
Yes.
That, you know, they get to shine and for their music and their work to be celebrated. Definitely go and nominate some of these folks for as many categories as you can and that apply. And we're going to kick this off with Roots. Again, this is going to be, I'm going to be nominating this to death.
I'm excited.
So when the folks are getting the nominations and they're pouring all these together, mm-hmm. a lot of them are going to be like, who is this crazy person that is nominated? The same thing 18 times. Okay. But maybe not. Maybe they're going to be happy to see that.
They're going to be thrilled.
All right. Well, here is Miss Lara Helene with Roots. Y'all be expecting to see her at the awards because I done told you I'm nominating her.
Kentucky mountain songs have found their home. Can't know where you're going till you know where you're from. Can't sing a symphony until you learn how to hum. Can't dream a big dream until you leave the past behind. Tulip poplar on your front porch.
Now, we were talking about the different categories, and you revealed to me something that makes this even more exciting. There's an entire category here, or a section of categories for education.
Yes.
Tell me about these.
I would love to. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, the education categories consist of middle and high school bands, choirs, theater, drama, acting, speech, you know, that, whatever you want to call that, it's all in there. Music educator. That's also not just high school, but college, high school, private.
Ah.
Yeah. Private education there, honey.
Wow.
Same thing with dance educator.
Mm-hmm.
All of that. So, let's just say you have a high school marching band. You're the band director for that. Okay? Well, let's just say that your high school marching band has been nominated for the Appalachian Arts and Entertainment Awards. Woohoo! Yes, I know.
It's exciting.
It is. So, you've been nominated for that. You win. Congratulations! Applause. Yeah. Okay? You then receive a college scholarship to then bestow on the student in your high school band that you feel needs a college scholarship to Big Sandy Community and Technical College.
Fantastic. Wow. So scholarships are going to be part of this awards.
Yes, a big part of this awards.
That's incredible. So folks, if you're listening and you've got a student, maybe you're a parent or a grandparent with a student in a middle school band, a middle school theater, drama, speech, or acting, or a middle school choir. Same thing for high school band, high school theater, drama, speech, acting, high school choir. This is an opportunity to nominate your child's band or theater or choir.
Absolutely. School spirit. Get that school recognition. And as we know, educators, I'm telling you, honey,
mm-hmm.
I am married to a teacher. So I know how much they do not make.
Right.
So I'm just saying, and I have to brag on him just a little bit here. I'm not going to say his name, Reed Fields.
That's
but
cute.
he really does live and breathe teaching. He's mm-hmm. in it for the right reasons. He's in it for the students, for the education. He's proud of his school. He's proud of the other team members that he has with him. And he truly cares about his students. And it's killing him. It's mm-hmm. killing him right now that everything's over the computer and all of that. So to all the other teachers, you are not in this alone.
Right.
The spouses, your friends, we get it. We are here for you. But, you know, they get a bad rap. You know,
mm-hmm.
People think that teachers don't do anything, especially now that it's all online and all that. Listen, they wake up, they're dreaming about it. They're dreaming about teaching your kids and making your kids productive, successful citizens. And that's amazing. Teachers are what give us our doctors, what mm-hmm. give us our lawyers. And if you don't have good teachers, you're not going to have good doctors, you're not going to have good lawyers, you're not going to have anything that's decent. So they need the recognition, and the Appalachian Arts and Entertainment Awards are one fabulous way to show them, hey, thank you for what you do, and you guys are awesome.
Well, and the other thing I really love about this is that you're putting a tool in their hand that they can then benefit a student that
yeah.
is excelling in their class. I mean, that's one thing that, you know, if you're a manager of people, and you've got a really, really good employee, you mm-hmm. want to be able to reward
Absolutely.
That super good employee that goes above and beyond. And I'm sure it's the same thing with students and teachers, that when you have one that is really nose to the grindstone, working and doing everything they can to be the best they can, what a great way to reward them.
It absolutely is. And here's the other kicker with that scholarship. So let's say you have a trombone player, okay? And you, as the band director, you know that they are not going to be playing Carnegie Hall as mm-hmm. a trombone player. But they are showing interest in, let's say, cosmetology, or they have other interests. Guess what? They can use that scholarship for
and
that.
Apply it.
And
okay.
apply it to other programs. It doesn't have to be within music. It can be in computer science. It can be in nursing. It can cosmetology, dental hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
any of the programs that Big Sandy Community and Technical College offers can be used for that scholarship. And that's amazing because, you know, you may have students, as we know, people have access to different means, shall we say, than others.
True.
So you may have more of an inside scoop about the struggles that your students are using and saying, okay, guess what? Angela needs this because this is Angela's ticket for a college education. And I think that's amazing. And it gets back to grassroots. It puts that power back into somebody that knows these students.
Right. And at the same time, elevating Appalachia.
Absolutely.
I love this.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
I know. It's like I'm getting like, misty-eyed right now.
I just want to pause because it, I mean, really, it that is such a neat way to just keep sowing seed back into greater growth. I love this whole idea. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk about special presentations.
Yeah.
There is a Community Arts and Entertainment Award. Explain what that means.
Okay, so that's like if you've got a volunteer. So let's say you've got a volunteer that's right here in the studio, okay? They're showing up, they're helping do all of the parades, they're helping scrape the sidewalk off when it snows, they're happy to answer the phones, you know. Mm-hmm. They're just doing this out of the kindness of their heart. Or they're always supporting music or supporting artists. They're out there being productive within the arts world.
Right, right, okay.
Nominate that person because they're behind the scenes and they're probably somebody that doesn't really want the recognition, you know.
Right.
Like, just keep me in the background. Nobody needs to know I'm doing X, Y, and Z. I'm just little old me over here doing what I do. Well, guess what? No. This is their time to shine, and they need to be recognized for that. Somebody that goes that extra mile. Or even, let's say you have a performing venue, and there is somebody there that is always there if the doors are open. It doesn't matter what the show is. They are there to support them. Guess what? How great would that be to get an award for going to shows?
That would be incredible, yeah. Like, I mean, what kind of life? I mean, that. Come on.
I know. But it's showing support. It's showing support for your community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's beautiful. I think it's amazing.
Now, there is another category in that same, it's a subcategory, in the special presentation called Star City Award.
Yes.
What is that?
That is fabulous. That's my word for the day. It's fabulous. It's just fabulous. So the Star City Award is a reserved category for someone who has already made it, air quotes there, made it in the industry. So like that could be Loretta Lynn or Dolly Parton or Chris Stapleton or Tyler Childers, Sturgill Simpson. The list goes on and on and on. Someone that's made it. And let's see, like George Clooney, Rosemary Clooney, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be just musicians. It's actors. It can be painters, sculptors, anybody that's in this whole list, this whole repertoire that we're discussing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that will be a super, super famous, awesome person.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. And you will meet that person at the Appies.
And, yeah, so like... Let me make sure I'm following this. Community
Yes.
Arts and Entertainment Award. This is what this is for people who are doing above and beyond, help and support in the community. So let's just say that I wanted to nominate a promoter who hosts music festivals, but also uses that as a vehicle to raise money for various charitable causes.
Absolutely. Put them in there. They go
That's
in
ideal
there.
For that.
Perfect.
Okay. But then if I wanted to... nominate somebody who had made it. Does it matter if they're doing community service or is this just Star City is just somebody that's made it?
Somebody that's made it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Just for clarity's sake there, I feel better. Okay. So that covers the special presentations. And we talked just a little bit about performance. Best bassist, best cover band, best drummer, percussionist, best guitarist, best keyboardist, best strings, non-guitar bass, best vocalist, female, any style.
Absolutely. So you could sing opera, and we want you.
Okay. Best vocalist, male, any style. Best wind, brass. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That includes harmonica.
That includes harmonica. Okay. The only thing that I'm missing is best band. That's the only thing I'm missing.
Just as all-encompassing best band?
Yeah.
For any genre?
Well, okay, that's how you do it. It's through genre. Okay. But just making sure, because I got a long list. I got to make sure I know how to nominate these.
But you know what? And here's the thing, though, is you'll have some bands that fit into multiple genres.
Oh, that's very true. That is,
and that is absolutely fine.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. Industry. This is one of my favorites because, hey, best DJ. I know one of them.
I was going to say, do you know somebody? Do you know anybody?
I do.
Anybody come to mind?
I do. And I know people that I'll nominate, but I'm not one of them. I hope somebody nominates me because I want to go to this shindig. So, yes. You know, best live music venue. Mm-hmm. See, I'm excited about that being a category because there are some venues in the state of Kentucky that I have had the pleasure of going into and enjoying music that I think these people need an award.
Yeah.
Because they're doing a good job. They are bringing in a great variety of music. It's not just, because see, I remember when I was younger, you went to the rock club or you went to the hip hop club or you went.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's all you were going to hear. And I love these live music venues that mix it up and they've got folk, you know, at one point in time, they've got rock, they've got, you know, all these different styles. I love that. And there are some that are better than others. They do a better business. So I'm really excited about that. And you've told me what luthier is. I did not know until today. I'm so glad you explained that to me.
Thank you, teachers.
And then best photographer, which is going to be really hard for me because I've already got over here on visual arts, best photography. So all those like 18 different photographers that I love so much, they're going to get nominated twice. Let's just get over it. Okay. Best recording studio, engineer and producer. We touched on that a little bit. Now, how would folks decide that they wanted to nominate best recording? Or is that something that probably artists themselves should be nominating?
Absolutely. Okay. So like if you're listening to an album,
mm-hmm.
all right, and you're like, man, this band has a great sound. Well, guess what? The reason, one of the reasons that they right. have such a great sound is because of all the back behind the scenes stuff that goes into that. It's your engineer. It's your sound engineer in there flipping those knobs, pushing those buttons. It's your producer saying, oh, let's go back and let's hit that note again. I know we can get something better out of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of those behind the scenes. So when you buy their albums, flip those albums over or go online and look up their stats. Who's who? Who did what on this? Put them in there.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in there.
All right. It's worth it.
It absolutely is.
We're going to enjoy watching these people get awards. We really are.
I know.
And I know I can hear them right now. I never win anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here's something else, too, is this is not the Caddy Awards. This is the Appy Awards.
Right, right.
Okay? So this is not, our judges are not from the area. Okay? They are professionals we've got them from California, from Boston.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they are all over the place. Mm-hmm. Okay? So this is not something that Uncle Bill paid some money to get, you know, his niece or nephew in. This is not one of those kind of deals at all. This is above the board. So, I mean, if you don't put yourself in and you don't have somebody put yourself in and you don't get on the ballot, you got nobody to blame but yourself.
Uh-oh.
I'm calling it out as it is. And being a musician myself, I can do that because I know.
There you go. All right. Well, I think we've covered all of the categories and subcategories. Music and film. We did touch just a little on Album of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be for 2020, correct?
Correct. So what we're doing for this year is any album that has been put out from now past.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter if you had something that you recorded back in 97. It counts right now.
Okay. And then moving forward,
it will be from that previous year.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Okay. And then best original movie, short film, documentary.
Yeah.
And there's quite a few of those. Whether people realize it or not, there's quite a few of those worthy of nomination.
Absolutely. I can think of one right off that I've just seen little previews of. And I'm just like, oh, if you don't do this, you guys are crazy.
Exactly. All right. And then EP of the year. And for folks who don't know, an EP is a release that is not a full album. A full album is, what is it, six tracks and up, and an EP is five or less.
Five or less, to my understanding. True.
Okay. Yes. So hopefully that helps you folks out. I'm begging you, please go and do some nominating of these folks. You know, I come in here twice a week, every week, and I play you Appalachian artists, and I play you some of the best Appalachian music out there to be heard. I don't have all the best, but I'm digging it out, and I'm looking for it. And if you got it and I don't, I tell you every week, send me an email. Who should I be playing?
Absolutely.
So, you know, there's so many out there to choose from, and I know you have favorites, and I've got favorites. And let's do what we can to nominate these folks and help them to be noticed and recognized and appreciated. And altogether, that elevates Appalachia. And that is just, that's incredible. And that's all of our job.
Absolutely.
Whether you signed up or not, whether you applied or not, that's your job. That's my job. That's what we need to do. So go check it out, Appalachian Arts and Entertainment Awards.com. We're going to talk when we come back about the actual event and what that is going to look like. And then we'll talk a little bit about after party.
Well, that's just going to be exciting.
The after party. Yes.
Everybody wants to be a part of that. Yes.
So you guys stay tuned. We are going to take a break. You know what? It's 2 o'clock. We have to take a break because it's time for the news. See, this just time flies when you're in here.
It does.
Every time it's like, it's over. Okay. So we're going to take a look at our news and we'll be back talking about the Appy Awards ceremony and after party.
Hey folks, this is Laidback Country Picker, and I'm here to thank you for supporting local music, local artists, and local radio. When you listen like a local to Pickup Country, WSKV 104.9, and on the web at listenlikealocal.com.
The event in which states.
Yes. You are listening to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM, WSKV, and on the web at listenlikealocal.com. Just to let you know, the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram time is 2:06. And the temperature on the Pickup Country front porch still holding at 59 degrees. We are live in studio with Jill Hamlin. And we've been talking about the Appalachian Arts and Entertainment Awards. And we've been talking about the awards themselves and the categories and how to nominate. And hopefully we've covered all that. But if you have any questions, they're on the website. There is a frequently asked questions section. So if you do have questions that aren't as crazy as mine, they're probably answered right there on the webpage. But if you do have questions as crazy as mine, guess what? They've got an email for you to send the question to theappyawards@gmail.com. So, you know, hit them with your best shot. I guess what I did. But let's talk about the actual ceremony. Yeah. When is it going to be?
The actual ceremony will be March 20th of 2021. So that is next year coming up.
Yeah, it'll be like blink your eyes. It's here.
I'm ready for it personally.
All right. And it's going to be, of course, at the Mountain Arts Center.
It is.
And top honors in 8 categories with over 50 awards. That's a big thing. That's going to be a big event.
It is. And it's going to be spectacular. See, different word. One just fabulous.
Look.
Look at me.
We're here to expand our vocabulary today.
I know.
So, and go ahead. It says that the doors open and red carpet event begins at 6 p.m. and then the award ceremony starts at 7 p.m. Yes. So tell us about the ceremony.
It's going to be beautiful. There are going to be performers. So you're going to see everything from some dancers to some musical acts. Some you've seen, some you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are already getting ready for this. I mean, already doing rehearsals, starting to build the sets. It's crazy at the Mac right now. It's absolutely crazy. And let me just tell you guys right now, Robert Daniels and Michael Duty and Corbin and all those guys that are back behind the scenes at the Mac that are putting this together and building this stuff, they are fantastic.
Mm.
I mean, wow. The stuff that they roll out of there, I'm just like, can you guys like build me this or that? And they're like, well, we could, but we're too busy. I'm like, my figures. But I mean, I'm telling you that their talent is just incredible. And they are some of the nicest, humblest people that you will ever meet in your life. And I mean, Michael's doing all the lighting design. It's just, it's gorgeous. The colors that he's picking out and that he's doing, it's just crazy. I'm shocked. I'm just shocked with the talent. I'm shocked with the imagination
Well, I can't wait. And if you're interested in being at the ceremony, they have VIP limited tickets available for $45 each, and general admission is $25 each. And you can purchase that right on the tickets page. And there's really not a lot of detail here, but there's an after party.
I know.
Tell us about the after party.
Yes, so the after party will be at, well, it'll just be loads of fun that have continued on. So that's where all of our award winners will be at. So there'll be some food, there'll be some beverages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll just say that. There'll be beverages available. There will be dancing, there will be live music. It's hosted, it will be at Stonecrest Golf Course. And if you've never been to Stonecrest, it is a beautiful golf course that sits on top of a reclaim. And so the views out there, some very, very dear friends of mine went out there and went golfing back this spring when they were allowed to, when the world started to open back up a little bit. So they went out there and they were golfing and they got to looking, you know, I guess somebody lost their ball or whatever. I don't golf, so I don't know all the rules and the terms. So just bear with me here. But I guess somebody'd lost their ball, and so they were out looking for it or whatever, and some of the others were just standing there, you know, helping look. Again, air quotes. And they were like, what is that on down through there? There was a bunch of elk standing.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, that figures. But I mean, so you'll get to see all kinds of beautiful wildlife. The scenes, I'm telling you, the scenery is beautiful. They have a beautiful back porch out there. That's just, it's ready for weddings. I mean, it's just gorgeous. It's like something you would see in Gatlinburg or on one of those Better Homes and Gardens kind of magazines. It's
nice.
Gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Okay, so looking here at the information on the after party, just to maybe go ahead and answer some questions folks may have. If you purchase a ceremony ticket, it says, do you have to purchase a ceremony ticket if you only want to attend the after party? Yes.
Yes, you do.
You have to purchase a ticket for the ceremony and the after party. And there's a question, is the after party family friendly?
Correct.
And according to this, it is. It is available to all ages, but a valid photo ID will be, you'll need to have that available if you're wishing to purchase adult beverages.
Correct.
All right. And then there's a question, do you have to purchase an after party ticket if you only want to attend the ceremony? No.
No.
You just go to the ceremony, you pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But if you want to have a whole lot more fun, you'll do both. I highly recommend you do both because you're going to miss out on a whole bunch of stuff and you're going to really wish you hadn't. Because there could be some surprises at the after party as well.
Aha. Aha.
There could be.
There could be.
Yeah.
All right.
Just saying.
And the after party, it says there'll be hors d'oeuvres.
Yes.
Or as my friend TJ says, horsadervies.
I love it.
I don't know.
Horsadervies.
Horsadervies. Buffet-style foods, beverages, dancing, and music. Oh, you can get your dance on.
Absolutely.
To some of that great music that you've, you know, got to listen to,
right?
That's
exactly right. And again, you'll be able to help continue to celebrate all of the winners and all of the nominees as well. And networking. All the networking.
Great opportunity for that, I'm sure.
Yes.
All right. Now, there's another section on here called song feedback. What is this?
Yes. So that is something that a lot of people are asking about. So let's say you've written a song and you want to know, is it good? You want somebody else's honest opinion, somebody that doesn't know you. We're not your aunt. We're not your mom who loves everything that you do. We're going to be honest and we're going to break that down. And the people that are judging those are professionals in the songwriting field. Again, it's not your Uncle Bill. It's not it's not anything like that at all. It's professionally done. You will get a complete breakdown of what they think of your song, from the vocals on it to the lyrics to whether they think it's radio ready, which means they can send it to you guys and
that's
be like,
awesome.
Hey, you know, take a listen to my stuff. Does this work for you all?
Yeah.
If it's ready to be pitched to a publisher, that sort of thing. And again, this is their perspective. This is their perspective. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be mean. They're not. I promise.
Right.
They're not going to be mean to be like, no, don't quit your day job. You know, this isn't, it's not that kind of thing. This is just to honestly help you or help the songwriter become the best songwriter and produce the best song that they possibly can.
So this being provided, I mean, that's a vehicle for artists to use to kind of hone their craft.
Absolutely.
That's amazing that that's being offered.
Yes.
Because I've not heard of that. I get song submissions all the time. Like, I could go to my email. I've got 15,000 plus unread right. emails because I get so much stuff all the time. Right. Not all of that is song submissions. But for me to get a song submission that doesn't come with any credentials, doesn't tell me anything about them, it's just, hey, I have the song. Will you play it? And, you know, I don't know about song structure and composition mm-hmm. and those kinds of things. I just know what I like and what I think people will like.
Right.
Is there a class that you can take to learn some of these things, like how to be a person who helps an artist to perfect their songs?
So there are actually some classes that we were going to be doing at the Mountain Arts Center for this specifically, mm-hmm. for people that wanted to come in and learn about writing songs and learning about song structure and how it works out. And that, again, that would be another way for people who might just write lyrics to meet somebody who also sings or plays guitar or whatever.
Right.
Make those connections for those people as well. But again, you know, the world ended, so that got
it
put
tried
on hold.
To.
So this is, we decided to offer it through the Appies currently, mm-hmm. virtually this way. And then as things lift with the regulations, we're going to be offering that at the Mountain Arts Center for people to come in and say, hey, I've got these things. What do you think?
That's an incredible service. I'm anxious to see how that pans out and helps out. Now, we've covered, I think, just about everything except, let me go here and take a look at your partners.
Yes.
Talk to me about your partners.
Okay, so we talked about the scholarships earlier for the education categories, and the scholarships are provided to the winners from Big Sandy Community and Technical College, and that is in Prestonsburg. And Dr. Zilka there, who is the president, is super lovely. She's just a bundle of energy, and she's all about the students. I mean, honestly. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if she is on the phone with the president of the United States. If a student was to walk into her office, she'd be like, sorry, Mr. President, you're going to have to hold for just a moment. I have a student that's in my office. I mean, that's just where her heart is.
Mm-hmm.
It's really with the students. So I'm so proud to be part of that and to be partnered with Big Sandy.
And I see that the Nashville Songwriters Association International is, they're a partner in this. What help have they lent to the event?
Yes. So the Nashville Songwriters Association International, or NSAI, is a huge tool for songwriters or musicians to have in their pocket. They also do song feedback. They do meet and greets. They do trainings. They have meetings to where you can go and you can say, hey, listen to this song, or help me create this hook.
Mm-hmm.
They have these tools there, and they're ready for that, and they're all over the place. They're international. They are giving away to winners 2 1-year memberships to their organization. That is buku bucks, y'all. Just
wow.
saying.
Okay. So these artists need to make sure that they're nominated and have an opportunity to
absolutely
utilize that, because I'd say that's out of reach for a lot of folks that are still making good music.
Absolutely, because again, songwriters and musicians, especially in Appalachia, you guys aren't making a whole lot of money. You're playing
right.
shows, you're doing all the things, but you're driving 500 miles to play a, you know, mm-hmm. 3-hour gig for a slice of pizza, or as my favorite one is promotion.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You get good promotion after mm-hmm. after this. Great, because my rent,
exposure.
Yeah, exposure.
Visibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, that is needed. That's mm-hmm. absolutely needed, especially with social media and with the way things are right now. Absolutely, that's great. However, that is still a craft. That is something that you are doing. You're taking your time, your effort, your own money mm-hmm. to do. Strings are expensive. Picks are expensive. Lessons are expensive.
Gas is expensive.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, my gosh, is it ever. Tires are expensive.
Yeah.
You know, all of those things. And you are your craft, and you are worth something, and your craft is valued. And we need to show the value in that.
And be advised, if you haven't had it, an encounter with it already, those of you who are artists up and coming, folks will take advantage
100%
of the fact that you need visibility and you need exposure, and they will try to get you to come and do things for free.
For free.
And they'll say it's for exposure, but it's for free.
Yes.
And some of those things, they're beneficial, but some of them things you need to just, you know what? You need to stay home and practice your song.
Yeah.
Because it's going to do you more in the long run than going and doing your little freebie thing for somebody. You know, just saying, if you don't value what you do, you can't expect others to value
others
what you
to
do.
Others to value it as well.
So, yeah, that's free advice for artists out there that are
free coming. Free advice about not doing things for free.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we have sponsors who are paying for our time, so we'll pretend like we're professional.
I love it.
All right, you guys are listening to Bluegrass Breakout, and we appreciate you tuning in so very much. We are going to take a real quick break, and let's play some music, because I want to hear some Appalachian music, some Appalachian artists. I've got lined up, I started William Athene and didn't mean to, but we'll pick him up a little bit later. Don Rigsby, we got some Rhiannon Giddens, also Morgan Wade. Are you familiar with Morgan Wade?
Yes.
Like,
that's insane.
Yeah, she's on my list to be nominated because she's just incredible.
We're going to be doing that during the break.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I've got some music lined up, and we'll be back to talk more with Jill Hamlin about the Appalachian Arts and Entertainment Awards. You stay tuned.
Hey, this is Luna of Luna and the Mountain Jets, and I want to give a shout out to my hometown of Louisa, Kentucky. Thanks for listening like a local to Pickup Country 104.9.
Fire, babe, but for you I'd walk the line. Burning desire for what ain't mine. And I could take you out tonight. I could lie and say you're the one. But I won't see you against the sun. So no, my mind cannot be found. The highway, it makes a lonesome sound. And I could love you in at least 100 ways. So tell me why I can't stay. Tell the truth, you can tell a lie. What's it to you if it'll get you by? You can blame me, you can blame fate. Whatever it is, we're both too late. So no, my mind cannot be found. The highway, it makes a lonesome sound. And I could love you in at least 100 ways. So tell me why I can't stay.
it's up to you. You lose track of what is and isn't true. I'm just a world away if you can make it through. When your past catches up to you. You swallow trouble like a bitter pill. You're like a river with a chemical spill. Makes it disappear, and it always will, but you should still wipe the dirt from your windowsill. When at night you live out your darkest fears, when you dream it's only of better years, I'll wake you up, I'll dry your tears, I'll be the wheel if you ain't afraid to steer. Don't be afraid of leaving me, don't be afraid of leaving me. I'll be waiting in the bark of your oak tree.
Everything's gonna be fine. And it's a sad, sad story, but nobody's gonna break her. This girl ain't lived the first day of her life. Oh, and to a selfish soul, she's nothing. They just point and make their jokes, but not a tear's gonna fall.
This is what she sees. She'll be walking through. with the sunshine shining down and singing out loud to her favorite song like the rain.
And you are listening to Bluegrass Breakout. That was Shelby Lohr with a song called Everything They Said. That was your suggestion, Jill.
Shelby's awesome. Just saying. He's a really nice person, too.
Now, where is Shelby from?
Shelby is from Carter City originally, but resides in Ashland with his beautiful family.
All right. And before that, we heard John R. Miller, another Appalachian artist. He's out of West Virginia. He now lives in Tennessee. And before that, Morgan Wade.
Listen, that started and it was just like the chill bumps, the good ones, like,
Yeah. She's definitely going to get a nomination for me. She hails from Virginia, and I love how in her songs she has that twang. She's got that.
Absolutely.
It's like, is she country? Have I heard her before? Is she like channeling some long gone country singer?
You know what it sounds like?
What?
Home.
It does. It really
it sounds
does.
Like home.
Yeah. These are the songs of my people. Right?
Yes.
Now, we've been talking about the Appy Awards, and we're really excited just, you know, that number one, it's taking place, but also that there's so many opportunities for so many artists and so many entertainers and so many folks in the industry to be recognized. And how did you become a part of this project?
You know, I'm still kind of trying to figure that one out myself. I would love to know the answer to that. But no, really, it's just a bunch of us got together at the Mountain Arts Center and with the college and with Prestonsburg Tourism as well, who again, are one of the partners of the Appies. And it was, how can we show people how proud we are of where we're from and the people and the culture and the music and the arts that we have here within the region? And so we all just kind of sat down and, you know, had a cup of coffee, and we didn't get up until we came up with this.
Well, you did good. Must have been some really good coffee, too.
It was great coffee. Really, it was really tasty. I'm like thinking of it now, like, coffee, yes.
So what kind of reaction and response have you gotten to this so far?
Lots of mixed reactions, honestly. It's, how are you going to pull this off?
Mm-hmm.
This is a big undertaking, you know. How are you going to do this? Are you crazy? Well, yes, if you know me. Those that know me know, yes, obviously. Got the papers and everything.
Got to be a little bit anyway.
But here's the thing is, you got to take chances. You got to take chances. And again, it goes back to that passion. And if you're passionate about something, people are going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to feed off of that. So, you know, that's just kind of how it rolled. And how it continues to roll. But mostly it's been very positive. It's like a finally, finally something is happening. Finally something's happening. That, again, isn't just Uncle Bill. And sorry, if there's an Uncle Bill out there, I'm so sorry that I'm just giving you down the road. But you're awesome and we love you, Uncle Bill.
We're leaving Karen alone.
Yeah, poor Karen. She's had a lot. She's had
2020
a lot.
Has not been Karen's year at all.
It's not. So... But, you know, it's been very positive. It's a lot of people are, what can we do to help?
Mm-hmm.
And that's everything from, we need some people that can volunteer to help wrangle all of these fabulous people. Here goes the fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous people during this event. Of course, monetary donations are great to support the things that happen backstage, you know.
Right.
I mean, you've got to have... the extra gels for the lights, and those things cost money. And we know that venues and performers and that sort of thing aren't making any right now because the venues aren't able to have maximum capacities like they were, or they're too small, so they have to do something that's outside. Well, now when it's, what's the temperature outside? 50-some degrees?
Yeah, 57, 59, yeah.
Yeah, yay, Kentucky weather, woo! But, you know, it's becoming a little more difficult. It's for venues to do things like that, and a lot of venues are closing. And that's really sad because, again, that's losing culture. You've got venues that have been around for hundreds of years doing this, mm-hmm. and now they're not here anymore. And that can't happen. We cannot lose that. We cannot lose our arts. We cannot lose our culture. We cannot lose ourselves during all this. So how can we do that? We support each other. There is enough pie to go around.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So we were talking during the break, and I love kind of putting that picture together. You referred to this as like the Appalachian Grammys.
Yeah.
And the thought of that and how spectacular and motivational the Grammys have been throughout my lifetime. I mean, I can remember being a little kid and couldn't wait to sit in front of the TV and watch the people that I'd listened to on the radio get their awards and give their speeches and things like that. And it somehow, I felt I had a small part in their success.
You did.
You know, because I've been listening to them. I know their songs, you know.
Mm-hmm. You bought their records. You bought their shirts. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
And so to see them honored always made me feel good. Mm-hmm. Like, look at me having great taste. Look.
I did that. That was all me. Did you practice your speech too?
Yes, I did. I think I did. I had several speeches prepared in case, you know, I was awarded for, you know, being just a great fan. But for real, the thought of there being an Appalachian Grammys and something of that caliber, something that spectacular, something that draws attention mm-hmm. nationally and internationally and shines a focused light on yeah. Appalachian arts, I think is just, I'm so excited for it. And it's an incredible idea. And thank you, hats off to the folks at the Mountain Arts Center for taking this on, because it is a huge undertaking.
It is.
With 50 categories. I mean, that's huge.
And like we were talking again,
there will be more.
there will be more. And it was so hard just to whittle it down to the 50 that we have. And it's going to be amazing. It's going to be a little bit of a long ceremony. It's looking at about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can think, I've killed time sitting doing worse things for 2 hours. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
And this is going to be, it's just going to be something that's never been done here before, or at least not that we're aware of. I mean, mm-hmm. there are some other fabulous awards programs that do happen in Kentucky itself, and I'm sure within the other 13 states in the region. But to this scale and to this caliber, it's something that's not been done that we're aware of.
Mm-hmm.
If it has been done, somebody please let us know, because we would love to support that award show as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, this isn't about us. This is about everybody. This is about everybody. It's about all the arts.
Well, it is an exciting thing. The event is happening March the 20th, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
At the Mountain Arts Center in Prestonsburg. Now, you said that the tourism there is a partner in this event as well.
Yes.
So folks can go to the Prestonsburg tourism. They have a website, I'm sure.
They do. And you can go there, and also you can call them, and I have lost their number right now, but I will get that here in just a second, to set up package deals. So they can help you with getting your ticket for the ceremony, for the awards, for the after party, hotel rooms, and then also put packages together for that whole week. The whole week before the Appies, there's going to be stuff going on in Prestonsburg, which is the Star City,
mm-hmm.
you know. So they can help do that for you and put together fabulous family outings for everything from canoeing to hiking to biking and everything in between, and tell you where to go, where to eat, and put together fabulous deals for you. For this.
Okay. So as we get closer to the award ceremony, will there be announcements of things that, you know, folks can look forward to or things that are going on that week?
Yep. Up and coming events. Absolutely. Okay. Those are going to be announced. You will find those on the Mountain Arts website, which is macarts.com. You will find that on the Prestonsburg website and all of their social media as well. And also on the Appalachian Arts and Entertainment Awards.com and all of their social media. So be sure to follow them on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and I'm I'm sure I'm missing all of, I don't even know what all the socials are anymore. I guess I'm not as social. I guess I'm not as social as I thought I was.
I struggle. I mean, I haven't mastered, about the time I think I've mastered Facebook, they changed something.
Right.
Or I try something like, you know, if you have a business page, you have all these options that you can do. And like the other day, I tried to set up a scheduled post. And I did, I don't know what happened, but somehow I not only scheduled the post, but I also posted it when I didn't mean to. So it's like, what?
Hmm.
So, like I said, I struggle. And, you know,
it's
and I know how to operate Twitter, but I never get the same stuff from Facebook to Twitter or from Twitter to Facebook. I'm always posting different stuff. And I still, it's like I forget about Instagram. And there's some people that only do Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that because I'm missing Instagram people. So, and I think that there's options out there to set all that up where you just post across the board. I've not found that or mastered that yet. So, and I need to, cause you know, my job is PR. So, I'm just throwing it out there for people that pray. Okay. Pray for me. Cause I need help with this kind of stuff. But you guys are doing a great job on Facebook. Like I said, that is something I do keep up with, of getting the information out there and making sure to remind people. And, I'm so glad you're here. And going to be here with us. That's the other thing. Jill is not just here for today, and we're not going to cover all this ad nauseum, but Jill's going to be here the next two Tuesdays.
Correct.
And just to remind you, to give you updates of further developments, to give you some ideas of folks that we think should be nominated, that you should have already nominated. If you haven't, maybe you will. Yeah, things like that. So we're going to keep it present in your mind. It is important. And if you have some creative ideas of how we can get the word out to more folks in Appalachia, we would love that information because, I mean, we'll do what we can to get the word out to even more people. And we'll be playing, like I said, some great Appalachian music. And I think I need to take a look here because I've got a guest coming Thursday. Yes, I do. That's the other thing I need to remind you about. If you have not had the pleasure of hearing Cole Chaney, he is a young man who just recently appeared on Red Barn Radio. So you're going to have a chance to hear Red Barn Radio performance by him here on WSKV. But he's going to come in and be with us in studio on Thursday. And he's going to be performing some of his original songs. He's an Appalachian artist. He sounds like Appalachia.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons that, you know, the first time that I heard him play was at it was after a house show. And if you've been to a house show, you know, folks that are singers and musicians, they linger with their instruments and they'll gather sometimes, you know, a couple dozen of them in the same room and they'll play the same song together. And it is just incredible. And this young man broke out in one of his original songs and you could have heard a pin drop. It was just like, everybody in the room wanted to hear him finish his song. And I know folks that listen to the show are going to really enjoy him. Again, his name is Cole Chaney, and he will be with us here on Thursday from 1 to 3 for Bluegrass Breakout, sharing his music. And, you know, after you listen to Cole Chaney, you may want to nominate him. I don't even know if he's got an EP out yet or not.
I think he does.
He may. We'll find out. But tune in for that on Thursday. And like I said, Miss Jill's going to be back with us again on October the 6th and the 13th. And the only other guest that I have lined up for the month, so I do have openings if you are an artist in the area who'd like to come on Bluegrass Breakout. I do have some Thursdays open. But on Thursday the 22nd, I've got Dave Shoemaker coming in. And he's going to be performing for us. So really excited to talk to him and Cole Chaney as well. And so that's all of the housekeeping stuff I had to go over. But let's talk about music.
Let's.
Who do we want to hear next?
Let's hear somebody good.
Well, you know what? Miss Rhiannon Giddens, she has been a member of the Carolina Chocolate Drops for years. And now she's doing a lot of stuff solo. She's kind of, she plays banjo. The first time that I heard her was, it had to have been like 6 or 7 years ago. And she does the claw hammer mm-hmm. on the old style banjo. And there's something about that sound in Appalachian music that just, it feels right. It's like a heartbeat almost.
Yes.
And she's got a version of Wayfaring Stranger that she's done with Francesco Terese. And we're going to hear that. And we're probably going to have to come back and close out because, you know, our time is almost done.
Oh, surely not.
Well, the time is 2:47. And yeah. It has flown, absolutely flown. Here's Miss Rhianna Giddens. We'll be back. Jill and I will be back for just a few minutes after we hear from her. Stay tuned. Giddens with Wayfaring Stranger. And you are listening to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM WSKV and on the web at listenlikealocal.com. And we've had a great time today in studio with Jill Hamlin from the Mountain Arts Center and talking to us about the Appalachian Arts and Entertainment Awards. And the ceremony is going to be coming up. It'll be here before you know it. And is there any closing thoughts you have or anything you want to say? You want to direct some people to the website or?
Absolutely. So submit for the Appalachian Arts and Entertainment Awards. Again, that's not for just singers and that sort of thing. It's for just about every part of the arts. Again, tattoo artists and everything. So you can go to AppalachianArtsAndEntertainmentAwards.com. You can go there. There's lots of facts, answers, and questions. I'm giggling now because we were talking about some things earlier with that. So go on there, see if you can find the funny stuff, and enjoy the website. It's very well laid out. It's a beautiful website. At least I think so. The Mountain Arts Center does a great job at supporting arts and local artists as well. They're a fabulous venue. Big Sandy Community and Technical College providing scholarships for the education categories. Prestonsburg Tourism helping with package deals, getting your hotel rooms, letting you know all the awesome places to eat while you're there for the Appies for your stay. NSAI, you can win their memberships for them. They're giving away two of those. And again, Stonecrest Golf Course is where the after party will be. Beautiful views. Play some golf while you're there if you want to. Enjoy the after party scene. It's just going to be a whole lot of fun.
Now, one thing that I would like to add is if you're planning to go to the event and you're purchasing tickets, you're going to see that for the ceremony, they do offer VIP tickets for $45 each. Those are limited tickets. And general admission is $25. Don't feel like you have to get a $45 ticket to have a good seat. Correct. If you have not been in the Mountain Arts Center, I can assure you there is not a bad seat in the house. The acoustics of that place are absolutely divine. And so it doesn't matter if you're in the very top row at the very far end. Your view is unobstructed. It feels like you are right there with the stage. Mm-hmm. So there's not a bad seat in the place. Don't feel like if you're paying $25 as opposed to $45 for your seat that you're getting anything that's right. A discount. I mean, every seat in that place is a perfect seat. Trust me. And the sound in there, I mean, I can't tell you enough. The sound quality in that building is phenomenal. There's few places I've been in that it's that crystal clear, that it's that, the acoustics are perfect. So $25 ticket, you've got a good ticket.
Absolutely.
Don't feel like you're going the cheap route. You're getting a good ticket. So that's all my spiel, because I've been to the Mountain Arts Center and I've heard music there, and I'm telling you, there is not a bad seat there. There's not one.
There's really not. It's just gorgeous.
It is.
It's absolutely stunning.
You feel like you're going to the opera. You feel like you're going to, a big, nice theater that, people dress up for and wear suits and ties and things. So.
I know. I can't wait. It's the one time I get to be a girly girl. I'm excited. Yeah.
Well, you have been listening to Bluegrass Breakout, and be sure and tune in again on Thursday from 1 to 3. We will be in here with Cole Chaney. A big thank you to Jill for coming in with us today and looking forward to having you back. But coming up next is Caitlin with Truckin' at Home, and she's got some great tunes lined up for you. And you guys be blessed. Have a great afternoon. And don't forget, I love y'all, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
I'm leaving here for good.
as always, if you are an artist or there is an artist that I should be playing here on Bluegrass Breakout, please reach out to me. Send me an email, Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, at WSKVFM.com. Would love to hear from you. Would love to get artist submission. Join me for a live broadcast of Bluegrass Breakout on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 3 p.m. right here on Pickup Country, 104.9 FM WSKV, and on the web at listenlikealocal.com. Thanks so much for giving us a listen.